That's nice. I'll see you in a couple of hours.
I look forward to it. Just remember, Mosul learnt everything he knows from me.
As if I could forget.
She broke the contact.
Well? Inoni asked.
I don't know.
Nothing I could put my finger on, but he was definitely stilted.
Shall I ask the other islands?
Goodness, no. I'll find out what's troubling them once I'm down. Mosul will tell me. He owes me that much.
Hooked into the flyer's sensors, Syrinx couldn't be sure, but Koenig appeared aged somehow. Admittedly, it was darkest night, but the towers had a shabby look, almost moulded. They put her in mind of Earth's Empire State Building, now carefully preserved in its own dome at the centre of the New York Arcology, structurally sound, but unable to throw off the greying weight of centuries. 32 years old and you could see everything in such jaded terms, she told herself wearily. Pity that Mosul had formed a permanent attachment, though. He would have made a good father. She clucked her tongue in self-admonition. But then her mother had conceived 2 children by the time she was 30.
There's always Reuben, Inoni suggested.
It wouldn't be fair to him, not even to ask. He'd feel obliged to say yes.
I would like you to have a child. You are feeling incomplete. It upsets you. I don't like that.
I am not feeling incomplete.
You haven't even prepared any zygotes for my children yet. You should think about these things.
Oh, goodness, you're starting to sound like Mother.
I don't know how to lie.
Rubbish.
Not to you.
And it was you who was thinking of Mosul in that light.
Yes.
Syrinx stopped trying to argue. It was stupidly blinkered.
What would I do without you?
Inoni wrapped her thoughts with a loving embrace, and for a moment Syrinx imagined the flyer's iron field had leaked inside the cabin, filling it with golden haze. They landed on one of the pads in the commercial section. The electrophosphorescent cell ridge around the metal grid shone with a strong pink radiance. Few of the accommodation tower windows were lit.
It looks like they're in mourning, Syrinx said to Oxley in singular engagement mode as she walked down the aluminium stair. They had flown down alone so that the little flyer could carry more cargo, but it was still going to take 3 trips to bring all 60 cases down.
Yes,
he glanced about, frowning. There aren't many fishing boats in dock either.
Isk and Mosul walked out of the shadows beyond the ridge. Syrinx forgot everything else as Mosul sent out a burst of rapturous greeting, mingled with mischievously erotic subliminals. She put her arms around him and enjoyed a long kiss.
I'd like to meet her, she told him. Lucky thing that she is.
You shall.
They stood about on the pad, chatting idly, as the island's lizard-skinned house chimps unloaded the first batch of cases under Oxley's careful direction and stacked them on a processor-controlled flat-top trolley. When all 18 cases were on, the drone trundled off towards one of the low warehouse domes ringing the park.
"Do you want me to bring the rest down tonight?"
Oxley asked.
"Please," Isk said. I have already organized sales with other families.
The pilot nodded, winked at Syrinx, who was still standing with Mosul's arm around her shoulder, and went back into the flyer. Sitting in the command seat, he linked his mind with the controlling processor array. Something was affecting the coherent magnetic field generation. It took a long time to form, and he had to bring compensator programs online. By the time he finally lifted from the pad, the fusion generator was operating alarmingly close to maximum capacity. He almost turned back there and then. But once he rose above 100 meters, the field stabilized rapidly. He had to cut the power levels back. Diagnostic programs reported the systems were all functioning flawlessly. With a quick curse, directed at all Kulu-produced machinery, he ordered the flight computer to design an orbital injection trajectory that would bring him to a rendezvous with Inoni.
"See you in 3 hours," Syrinx called, as the sparkling artificial comet performed a tight curve around the accommodation towers before soaring up into the night sky.
3 hours. Oxley let his groan filter back down the affinity link.